Chicago.
Welcome.
Thank you very much, everybody. That was from our new album, Foreigner, our only album. That was called A Long Way From Home. We'd like to do one now called I Need You.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Thank you, people.
Warner.
Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you. How you doing?
Okay.
Nick, I think we should take a minute at this point. Why don't you run down the guys and just sort of introduce everybody to the band.
Run down the guys?
Well, no, don't
build
run
them up.
Build them up. I think that's what you want to do. Yeah. Don't run them down.
Okay.
Not too much. Not like you did this afternoon. Anyway.
Okay.
Shh. Oh, I'm not supposed to talk about that. I'm sorry. Introduce.
Anyway, yeah. Starting over here, next to me over here, Lou Graham on lead vocals. Let's hear it for Lou.
Right.
Behind Lou, for all those who can't see, Al Greenwood on Professor Greenwood on synthesizer, organ, all sorts of things over there. Over here on my left, Ed Gagliardi on bass.
Let's hear it for Ed. Come on.
And way up the back there. Dennis Elliott on drums.
All right.
And over on my far left over there, very good friend of mine, Ian McDonald. Playing a little bit of everything very well.
Thank you. And not forgetting Mick Jones on lead guitar and
all
vocals.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, what a good boy. I'll tell you, I think we can get you a job as a disc jockey.
Really?
I think you've got the talent.
Really.
When you were putting the band together, what were your thoughts? Where did you want to go musically with this band? You've been with other people, Spooky Tooth and Leslie West. Where did you want to take these people and musically? What did you want to do?
I wanted to take him on a big trip, man, to the stars.
Well, you're going there. Star writer, right?
No, I really wanted to just have a really good musical band, put something really important together.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that I've been just playing about for too long, and we should really, the time really got something.
Does it happen to you? Do you find yourself losing interest or not being as serious at times, and this is something that you really got serious about finally? As you're playing for quite a while?
You can do it. It's stages you go through, I think. I got very disinterested in music at one point, and then suddenly I was completely immersed in it. All of a sudden.
Who came up with the name Foreigner? What does that signify?
It's sort of, it's sort of, in a way, it describes sort of the state of mind of some of the group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've traveled a lot. I've traveled a lot. Ian's traveled a lot. Dennis has traveled a lot. There is a foreign element in this band. There's like half of the band is American and half English.
So no matter where you go, you're at least
foreigners.
Some of you are foreigners of some sort or another. Creep.
Yeah.
Now you're a live band. You go in the studio. The album was recorded. You all play together. It's not like one track is done and then another track is done. Do you think that's really a lot more difficult to accomplish than doing track at a time?
We did do it track at a time. We didn't just go in and do the whole lot, but we managed to keep a fairly live feel to the album, which is hard to do. You have to be able to do it first time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or you have to be able to accept the first time and then for what it is, you know, not want to keep...
Now, when you go out on stage, the performance feeling is obviously greatly enhanced by the audience's reaction and everything else. That's important to you too, right?
Oh, sure. That's the main thing.
You're in a studio and there's about 15 or 20 people in here now. Is that just the fact that if there was nobody in here, would it be a little flatter than if there were just like the reaction of the few people that's in here?
I think these people are making all the difference.
All right. Let's hear it for the audience.
Let's hear it for the people.
All right.
Thank you all for coming down.
I noticed, too, that when in some of the preparation, you really orchestrate the whole situation. You were covering every mic going all around.
Well, I did that today. Sometimes Ian will do it. You know, it just happened that I was, you know, we take it in turns.
So you're not only a lead guitarist, writer, whatever, but also producer and sort of mother hen, too, right?
I don't know about mother hen. I don't know about that term.
All right, let's turn you back over and... show the audience what you're doing.
Okay.
Thank you. Horn.
Okay. I thought you were going to do a song, Mitch.
No.
Oh.
Okay.
This one's called, from the new album, it's called Woman Oh Woman.
Wipe away the tears and find a woman, not a girl, just a feeling like the beginning of the world. Beginning of the world. And your love flows like a river, till it reaches down to the sea. And it's then you start thinking, will the water hold on? Will the water cover me? Find a woman, not a girl.
We're going to do one called The Damage Is Done. Is done.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Windy City. Thank you. I'm going to do a little one now called Get Everybody Stomping Their Feet a Little Bit. It's called Head Knocker.
All I can say is that anybody that plays rock and roll like that is not a stranger in Chicago. You people are citizens of this town as far as I'm concerned, right? These people live here, man. Woo! I mean, unbelievable.
Thank you, man.
Hot rock and roll. I have no words to say except play on. Play on at all.
Well, we're going to have a break for a little while.
You're tired already? Good grief.
It feels really good.
Really?
It's really nice
Sounds
to be
good.
Here in Chicago.
I snuck out of the studio for a moment and went down and listened on the radio. For all the folks that are listening at home, bingo. It sounds really, really nice. So play on for them.
Oh,
don't
okay.
keep them waiting.
Do a little number now called Fool for You. Take the tone down a little bit. Get everybody relaxed a little bit. Do a little mellow song here.
control is in the hands of those who know. Will they help us grow? One day be Star Rider.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks, Larry.
Okay, after that. You back, Lou?
We're going to close with Feels Like the First Time from our Atlantic album. Just like to say this has been a real pleasure for all of us here.
Yeah.
Right, boys?
Right.
Tell them.
Come and see us on the 14th at the Uptown Theatre, all right?
Thank you very much.